The Nightingale Family. Moonlight troubadours, hidden beneath the embrace of flower-filled bushes, stood the little house of the Nightingale Family. They were no ordinary birds. They were the guardians of poetry. They were writers. While Father Nightingale composed verses that made the stars shine brighter, Mother Nightingale transformed the simplest chirp into golden rhymes. The little chicks watched everything with their beaks agape, secretly rehearsing their first verses between flights. Their home was filled with leaves, books, and many letters to memorize. The forest was counting down to the moonlight festival, the night when spring would be awakened by the family's great poem. But on the eve of the event, disaster struck. A cold, treacherous gust of wind swept through the valley, scattering the leaves across the forest. Silence fell over the house like a gray cloud. Without the poems, spring wouldn't know it was time to bloom. The chicks felt the weight of responsibility. Their hearts pounded. The fear of failure was great, but their love for the forest was greater. Let's ask all the animals of the forest for help and find the poems. They set off on a brave expedition through hollow tree trunks, streams, and tall treetops. They went from burrow to burrow, calling an emergency assembly and explaining the plan. The poetry wouldn't belong to just one family, but to everyone. Everyone would have a mission to search for the poems, and every family would participate in the reading. When the moon reached the top of the sky, something incredible happened. On the stage of branches, the young ones gave the signal. The crickets set the rhythm, the owls brought the mystery, the squirrels the speed, and each species recited a verse in its own unique voice. It was an explosion of rhymes and whistles. Spring awoke with a smile of petals, and the little nightingales discovered that the greatest adventure of all is the one we share with friends.